This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, part four of a message we began on Monday about the seven things that God hates. From Proverbs 6, 16 to 19, we begin, as we have each day, with the reading of the entire list so you have a sense of the whole. And we'll focus today on two of them that say this in verse 18. God hates a heart that devises wicked schemes, and he hates feet that are quick to rush into evil. What do those things mean, and what's the implication for us in 2014? We'll talk about that. God bless you as you listen to part four.
There are six things the Lord hates, seven that are detestable to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. Why would God be against a heart that devises wicked schemes? Once again, I was thinking about it, and then it occurred to me, man has tremendous creative capability. Every single person in this room, you have creative capacity, creative capability, and I hope you realize that. And you have the capacity to bless people. And so when you take what God has given you in your creative ability and you use it to devise wicked things to do against people, God says, I hate that. That you use your creative capacity to cheat people. You use it to seduce people. You use your creative capacity to defraud people. And God says, it's one of the things I hate, a heart that devises wicked schemes and feet that are quick to evil. Genesis 6:5 says, the Lord saw how great man's wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. Psalm 97:10, let those who love the Lord hate evil. What if you really believe that verse? Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. And then one more we're going to look at, a man who stirs up dissension among brothers. I have actually, over the years, had people brag about how they can stir up trouble in their family. You won't believe what I did to stir up trouble at Christmas this past year. I went to one sister, and then I went to a sister-in-law, and people brag about it like it's a big achievement that they stirred up trouble. God says, I hate that when people stir up dissension among brothers or sisters. James 3:17, but wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Listen carefully. You are either a peacemaker or a strife maker. There's nothing in between. Decide. Decide today, I'm going to be a peacemaker. Jesus would say in the Beatitudes, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called what? The children of God. It's the only one that proviso that's added that makes you a child of God is to be a peacemaker. Let's bring up 3 John 1:11. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. And then Proverbs 22:10, it says this, drive out the mocker and out goes strife. Quarrels and insults are ended. Now you came here today and you hear this and say, man, what a depressing message. The seven things God hates. I came to be encouraged today. I came to be lifted up, and you tell me the seven things God hates. I want to leave you with a positive note that the God who hates evil and hates these seven things is the God, we're going to read in a second, loves to forgive. He delights in showing mercy.
We'll make every effort to hear the conclusion tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.